the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear brothers and sisters, we started to answer this important question. If we are ordered by the Almighty Allah not to forget about ourselves when we try to supplicate, when we try to pray to the Almighty Allah, then what is it that we should beseech from the Almighty Allah for ourselves? We previously learned what to ask from the Almighty Allah for the others other than us. But how should we pray to the Almighty Allah, and what should we ask for ourselves? The first and the utmost important point was that we should generalize in our prayers, and we should not stop at anything before Him, since He is all-knowing, all-merciful, and all-generous. And we have many instances of this point throughout the prayers of our infallible Imams. The second point that we started to talk about in the previous program was that those great needs that we always present before the Almighty Allah and beseech Him for should not stop us from asking for smaller things.
Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-khalq, basit al-rizq, faliq al-asbah, dhil jalal wal-ikram, wal-fadl wal-in'am.
A divine narration says, O Musa, ask me whatever you need, even for the fodder of your cattle and the salt of your bread. Also, Saif al-Tammar says, I heard Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, keep on praying and keep on dua, for indeed you cannot attain proximity to Allah with the like of it. And do not desist from asking for smaller things because of it being small. For the one who owns the smaller is the very one who owns the bigger. So the points mentioned throughout this topic of asking for ourselves require us to ask Allah for all our needs and affairs, even for the lace of our shoes, and even the tie of our sandals, the fodder of our cattle, and the salt of our breads. Now we can move on to another point when we try to supplicate and pray to the Almighty Allah for ourselves. As we pray to Almighty Allah for everything, we should also pray to Him for great blessings. We should not consider a blessing as too big to be asked from the Almighty Allah, however big it might be, as long as it is possible, actually. So, in better terms, it should be ontologically possible. Nothing is big for Allah, nor do His treasuries diminish, however great His bestowal might be. As we should not be ashamed of beseeching Allah for our small needs, even if it is for the fodder of our cattle, and the lace of our shoes, the salt of our breads. Similarly, we should not regard praying to Almighty Allah for His great blessings as asking too much from Him, however great they might be.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz balava pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
One of the companions of the infallible says, one day the Holy Prophet ﷺ said to me, O Rabia, you have served me for 7 years. Do you not want to ask a need from me? I said, O Messenger of Allah, give me some time to think over it. The next morning, when I came to see him, وسلم, he said to me, O Rabia, tell me your need. I said, ask Allah to admit me to heaven with you. He said to me, who taught you this? I said, no one, O Messenger of Allah. I thought over this and said to myself, if I asked him wealth, it will perish. And if I asked him for a long life and children, their end would be death. Rabia said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowered his head for a moment and then said, I will do that, but help me by prostrating much, by having sujood. So this is really interesting how this school of thought, how Islam ordered us to have praying for the others, to give preference to the others, and also not to forget about ourselves. We should pray for ourselves, asking the Almighty Allah all of the things we can bring to our minds and all of the things we cannot even imagine. All of the good things we have in this world and hereafter. But we should also ask him the smallest things, be it the lace of our shoes, the salt of our breads, and we should also pray for the great bounties. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.